I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest Western Iowa news on KJAN. The Iowa Department of Homeland Security says a tornado touched down Friday evening near the town of Cherokee, but officials haven't yet reported whether it caused any major damage. The mile-wide tornado touched down about a mile south of Cherokee, cutting a 2 to 3 mile path through farmland, but apparently didn't hit any population centers. Another mile-wide tornado caused major damage just before 7 p.m. about 5 miles east of Mulville in Woodbury County, according to the Weather Service. Twisters were also reported north and west of Hinton. A funnel cloud was reported near Anthon at around 6:45 p.m. About 2,700 homes and businesses in the Sioux City area were without power Friday night. More than 500 of them were around Sloan, near where the mile-wide tornado touched down. The National Weather Service says homes were damaged just west-northwest of North Sioux City and near the northwest Iowa towns of Pearson and Quimby. A twister near Quimby was reported to have caused major damage at around 7:30 p.m. The storms that brought destructive tornadoes to northwest Iowa Friday evening also pummeled parts of southwest Iowa, with hail ranging in size from quarters to baseballs. Mills County was hit the hardest. The National Weather Service says golf ball-sized hail was reported 3 miles west of Pacific Junction at around 6:25 p.m. Motorists at the Interstate 29 rest stop in Mills County experienced baseball-sized hail at around 6:30 p.m. One of the ice balls punched through a vehicle's windshield at the facility. At about the same time, quarter-sized hail was reported in Glenwood. In Pottawatomie County, quarter-sized hail was also reported to have fallen in the Rolling Hills area east of Council Bluffs at around 6:40 p.m. And Montgomery County Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond reported trees fell in Red Oak due to the high winds at around 8 p.m. A lightning strike also caused a structure fire in Red Oak last night at around that same time. A Council Bluffs man was charged Friday with two felony counts of aggravated assault on a police officer following an alleged suicide by cop incident last August, during which he reportedly lunged at a pair of Council Bluffs police officers. According to the Daily Nonpareil, 52-year-old Michael Hannum faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. He's currently being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $50,000 bond. Hannum escaped from a federal halfway house when he left the Council Bluffs facility during the morning of August 2nd. He was serving the remaining months of a conviction for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said federal charges for the escape are pending in connection with that incident. Officer Aaron Gutierrez shot Hannum twice in the abdomen and hip on August the 4th at the Walmart construction site on North 16th Street in Council Bluffs. The Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office said Hannum admitted he had used methamphetamine earlier in the day, but he was depressed when he charged at the officers with the idea of getting himself shot. Authorities found that Hannum had deep self-inflicted cuts to his wrists suffered prior to the shooting. After a lengthy investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation into the matter, Wilbur said he believes the officers acted appropriately during the incident. Gutierrez and fellow officer Jason Burley will not be charged. The Mills County Sheriff's Department says four men were arrested Wednesday on possession of stolen property and theft in the first degree, and two counts each of possession of stolen property, theft in the second degree. The men, all of whom are from Pacific Junction, were identified as 19-year-old Bragan Michael Michelson, 33-year-old Timothy Eugene Trelicka, 31-year-old Jason Richard Marasco, and 34-year-old Adam Michael Michelson. Bragan Michelson was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office while the other suspect were taken into custody at a location on Depot Street in Pacific Junction. Each was being held in Mills County Jail on $20,000 bond. Officials report also the arrest on Thursday of 49-year-old Jack William Yost of Shenandoah on charges of OWI first offense and open container. His bond was set at $1,465. Earlier that same day, 19-year-old Robert James Bailey of Omaha was arrested in Washington County, Nebraska, on a warrant for a probation violation. Bailey's bond was set at $10,000. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers on Friday released a summary of his department's recent activities, including arrests and incidents. Brothers said on Wednesday, Savannah Ashley Race of Clarinda was arrested on a Page County District Court warrant for conspiracy, theft in the second degree, and misdemeanor trespass. And on Tuesday, James Lindley Moses of Shambaugh was arrested on a Page County warrant for simple assault. Last Sunday, Rhonda Jean Jackson of Clarinda was arrested for theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting, and Samantha Ann Wright of Clarinda was arrested for driving while barred. The Clarinda PD also investigated an incident early last week of a male 16-year-old allegedly possessing drug paraphernalia. The matter was referred to juvenile court. That same day, officers dealt with the escape of a 16-year-old male from the Clarinda Academy. And on October the 3rd, a Clarinda resident reported an incident of arson, which resulted in the destruction of her property located in the 500 block of South 10th Street. And that is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.